箴言的第二章继续讲到关于智慧的问题。
And chapter 2 continues about wisdom.
那么第一节这里说我儿，就是说所罗门跟他儿子讲。
Verse 2, verse 1 says, My son, this is Solomon addressing to his son.
每个父亲或是母亲都希望孩子能够走在正道上。
Every parent hope their children will walk in the correct path.
小时候我们就希望就是他们长大。
When they were young, we wish they can get grown up.
身体健康。
That they'll be healthy.
但是长大了之后。
But when they grown up,
我们又怕他们学坏。
Then we are afraid that they might learn to be bad.
如果孩子学坏。
If the children get bad,
比他们生病让一个父母更担心。
Then they are more worrisome for us.When they were young, then they would be bad.
所以这里说，我儿啊，你要怎么样得到智慧呢
？Then she says, "My son, how do you accept wisdom?"
从第一节到第三节啊，到第四节啊，讲了很多的动词。
Right up to verse 3, it tells us some adjective that we can do.
我们今天也要留意这几节当中的动词要怎么来可以得到智慧。
So we must from these four verses we can learn.From it.
第一样就是我们要领受智慧的言语。
First is to accept the words.
什么叫领受呢
？What do you mean by accept?
当然，你先要听。
That is, you must listen.
我们要就好像我们要有营养，一定要先吃东西。
It's just like you want nutrition, you must first eat.
你不放在嘴巴里面，不吞下去是没有营养。
If you do not put it in your mouth and swallow it, you will not receive nutrition.
今天很多人。听了，但是没有听进去。
But today many people will listen, but however it did not go into the ear.
有时候听到觉得不喜欢听的，就不听。
And sometimes when they hear about it and they do not like it, and so they rejected it.
每次都在讲我。
And they will say, "Oh, this is always towards me."
每次传道都针对我。
And the preacher is always towards me.
其实传道哪有空每个针对你
？But actually, the preacher would not have time to.To rebuke you.
神的道理是对大家讲。
The words of God is for everybody.
没有说针对谁的。
There is not as if the words towards anybody.
但是如果你听到，你感觉到难过，你还要接受。
But if it's, but when you hear it and it pierces your heart, you still have to accept it.
不但是听，还要接受。
So you must continue to listen and accept it.
不要硬心。
Do not have a heart.A hardened heart.
还有智慧的言语都是刺刺的。
And especially the words of wisdom, they're all very sharp.
让我们醒过来的。
Because it wants to wake you up.
再来，这里说要存记神的命令。
And next is to store up the commands.
为什么要存记呢
？Why must you store up?
道理你领受了。
When you accept the teaching,
道理很宝贵。
The teachings are very precious.
但是你听完就忘记了。
But however, as soon as you hear it and you've forgotten about it,
有什么用呢
？Then what good is this it to you?
听完忘记了等于没有听。
If you listen to it and you've forgotten about it, and that's as if you haven't heard it,
等于浪费了你的时间。
And this means you have wasted your time.
所以听还要记住。
So when we hear, we must also remember.
请问大家。
May I ask you?
上个礼拜六早上什么题目？
Last week, what was the topics?
谁讲得出来
？Who can tell me what was the topics for yet for Saturday?
安息日早上什么题目
？Sabbath morning, what was the topic?
有没有人听？有没有？讲什么？讲什么 ？What really matters 非常好。为什么他会记得
？What really matters? Why? How come he remember?
Kevin, 为什么你会记得？因为他要抄笔记。
Because he take notes.
大家很紧张。对呀，上个礼拜六听了什么
？So see, you're all excited and try to remember what was the topic.
怕我问你们，对不对
？So you are afraid that I might ask you.
对呀，听的时候很感动啊。
But of course, when you hear it, you are very touched.
才五天而已，就通通还给我。
And then you see, after 5 days, you have given them all to me.
讲了几点 ？What really matters?
How many points were there?
你可能说，doesn't matter, forget it.
So everybody seems not to remember about it.
神的话语，从神的话语，先知还有他们写成圣经的人，把它记录下来，才不会失传。
So from the words of God, if it's recorded, when it's recorded in the Bible, then it will not be forgotten.
同样的，你听道理，不写笔记啊，3天之后通通忘光了。
Similarly, if you listen to a sermon and would not take note, within 3 days you will forget about it.
很可惜这样。
Isn't it a pity?
对不对？像我们去学校读书的，哪有一个不写笔记的？
Those who go to school to learn, all of them take notes.
对不对？你去读书的时候，哪一科是不用写笔记都可以考过的？
Think about yourself. Which lesson did you take? You didn't take note, and yet you passed the exam.
一定要写笔记，要读背，明白才去考试才会通过。
You must take note. You must understand it and remember it. Then you will pass your exam.
但是有时候我们太信任自己的记忆力了。哎呀，我记得。
But however, sometimes you just trust yourself too much in your memory and thinking that you will remember it.
其实我们都不记得。
However, our memory is very short.
所以最好我们要写笔记。
And the best thing is to take notes.
但是很可惜，99%的我们都没有写笔记。
But unfortunately, 99% of us did not take notes.
所以记不起来。
So therefore, you would not remember it.
听了100次还是记不起来。
Even though you listened 100 times, you still would not remember.
所以所罗门跟他儿子说：“你要记住，你要存记住。”
So Solomon told his son, "You must remember and store it up."
除非你有 perfect 的 memory。不然呢，你一定要抄起来。
Unless you have good memory, otherwise you have to take notes.
但是记忆力也会衰退。
And it is very unfortunate that our memory tends to deteriorate.
第二点，第二节，就是说侧耳听智慧。
Verse number two, turning to your ears to wisdom.
侧耳听就是你现在看，你看啊，老人家虽然有时他们听力不好，但是有时候他们听话，什么再讲一讲。
You see that when the old person, when they want to listen carefully, they tend to get closer.
侧耳听就是把其他的杂音呢，把它排除掉。
Turning your ears mean that any background noise that would be avoided here.
今天你听什么？
Today, what are you listening to?
你侧耳听什么？
What are you turning your ears to listen?
我告诉你一个大秘密。
Perhaps there is a great secret.
我告诉你。
That you want.To tell somebody.
那个人怎么样
and,
那个人怎样
and talks about people's business and you would turn your ears to listen to somebody's business
很有兴趣
and then you will get interested
那个我们不用侧耳听那个是很 gossip 那种闲言的我们不要侧耳听
those are the things that you should not turn your ears to because those are just gossip
跟你没有关系的东西你不要侧耳听
those that are not related to you you should notturn your ears to it.
那种世界的东西你不要侧耳听。
Those worldly things you should not turn your ear to it.
神的话你要侧耳听。
Only the words of God you should turn your ears to it.
我们来到教会周礼拜有没有侧耳听神的话语？
When we come to worship God, did you turn your ears to listen?
怎么侧耳听？
How do you turn your ears to listen?
排除一切的杂事。
You must take away all those things that you can hear.
去餐馆就是要吃饭。
You go to a restaurant is to eat.
你哪有看到一个人去餐馆，不坐来坐下来吃饭，到处走来走去
？You don't see a person come to a restaurant that will not sit down and walk back and forth.
来聚会就是要听道理。
When you come to church, you want to listen to sermon.
如果来教会没有专心听道理
，If you come to the church and did not pay attention to the sermon,
就等于没有来。
Then it's likened to as if you're not here.
就等于去了餐馆没有吃饭。
It's as if you have gone to a restaurant and did not eat.
侧耳听很专心的。
Turning your ears is to pay attention.
首先人要坐下。
First, you must sit down.
如果人很忙碌，没有办法专心。
And if you are too busy and walk back and forth, and that means you are too busy, you cannot concentrate.
再来就专心求聪明。
And then seek for understanding.Your heart to understanding.
很专心的。
That's been paying great attention.
第三节。
Verse three.
再来，呼求，明哲，扬声求聪明。
And next is to call out for insight.
什么叫 call out 呢？就是你不懂了，你要问。
Call out means if you don't know, you must ask.
你听了，没有问问题，等于没有听。
If you listen to something and do not understand, and then as if you have not.
你在学校里面通常常常会问问题的常常会发问的都是成绩很好
You look at in a class the student that ask the most question they always have good result
没有 A 都有 B
They must be ranked A or B
那这没有问题的呢
If they don't have questions
代表他不会问问题
That means if they don't know that means they don't have questions
代表他完全 lost 完全不晓得老师讲什么
And that meant that they he's lost and would not know what to ask.
会问问题, 代表说你有思考。
If a person has questions, that means he knows how to ponder over what he hears.
为什么你这样讲?
And we say, why did you put it in such a way?
你这样讲有没有根据?
What you say, has it any support?
你这样讲有什么意义?
And any meaning behind what you said?
我同意或者是我不同意, 都可以讲出来。
Then you will sum up whether you agree or you don't agree.
但是你要求。
So therefore you need to call out.
你不明, 你要问。
If you don't understand, you will have to ask.
像主耶稣12岁。
When Jesus Christ was only 12 years old,
在圣殿, 一边听一边问。
He was in the holy temple and he was asking and listening.
很可惜, 今天很少信徒问问题。
Unfortunately, many members do not ask questions these days.
很少信徒说, 哎, 听完一篇道理了, 抓住讲人说, 哎, 我想再知道多一点, 你也没有办法告诉我, 相信。
Not many members would, after listening to a sermon and grabbing hold of the preacher and ask for clarification.
我不太明白。
That I do not understand some phrases.
或者是很少, 讲完道之后, 哎, 中午吃饭, 哎, 我们讨论中午的讲题, 中午的内容, 很少。
Or even at lunchtime, the members seldom look for the preacher to discuss over what they have heard.
所以说讲比喻,
the parable from Jesus,
门徒啊, 私底下问主耶稣,
and the disciple, after a while, he will ask questions.
这个什么意思?
And he will ask Jesus, what's it all about?
主耶稣解释给他们听,
and Jesus will explain the parable.
你不问, 主耶稣也不讲,
if they would not have asked, then Jesus would not have explained.
你要呼求, 你要扬声求聪明,
you have to call out for insight.
第四节,
verse 4.
寻找他如同寻找银子,
you look for it as if it's for silver.
银子是贵重的金属,
silver is a precious metal.
很难找得到,
it's hard to find.
不是那么容易找到,
it is not easy to find.
但是你要找, 你会找得到,
but if you look for it, you will find it.
圣经那么大本,
the Bible is a book, a big book.
那么多字,
many words.
哎呀, 好像, 读起来好像很累,
it may seem hard to start to read this book.
听传道讲比较简单,
and you think it'd be easier, much easier to just listen to the preacher.
你自己听, 永远记不起来,
and you listen to it, it's very hard for you to remember.
自己去寻宝, 自己找,
but if you were to search and to read,
你就会找到宝藏,
and then you will find the treasure.
上个礼拜我叫你们读1到7章,
and last week I asked you to read from chapter 1 to 7.
请问谁有读了? 可以自豪地举手。
And I asked if anybody read it and raise up your hand.
有没有读1到7章? 一天读1章而已, 有没有读?
Chapter 1 to chapter 7, did anybody read it?
I'll read chapter
2. 不错, 读到第2章, 有进步, 其他的我们可能还没有开始寻宝。
And maybe perhaps you haven't started to search yet.
这个宝藏, 这个宝矿在这里啊, 那没有挖下去。
This treasure is all here and you have not even dig.
但是感谢主啊, 大家很乖, 起码礼拜三回来。
But thank God you are quite obedient, at least you are here on Wednesday.
下个礼拜开始寻宝。
And starting next week, you must search for the treasure.
自己去找, 有什么好的珍宝在里面。
And you must search for yourself and see what are the precious things.
圣经啊, 真的是一个宝藏。
Truly, the Bible is a treasure.
有安慰的,
it has comfort.
请问, 如果你要安慰一个伤心的人, 你要用什么经典?
So may I ask you, if you want to comfort a person, what Bible verses would you use?
常常听到很多经解, 但自己要找都找不到。
And you may not even able to find it for yourself.
请问你信心软弱的时候, 应该要看什么经解?
And may I ask you, when you are weak,
你怀疑的时候, 要看什么经解?
Or when you become suspicious, what verses shall you use?
哎呀, 都是我们需要, 但是我们要去找。
All these are needed for your benefit, and you have to search for yourself.
第5节,
verse 5,
你就明白敬畏耶和华得以认识神。
Then you understand the fear of the Lord.
要明白, 要认识神, 不是那么简单。
To understand and to know God is not that easy.
要经过我们刚刚所讲那些步骤。
You must go through the process that we have been talked about just now.
第6领受。
First is to accept.
要打开心门。
Wait.
打开心门。
It open up your heart.
听啊。
And listen.
记起来。
Remember.
留心听。
pay attention.
要寻找。
And you must search.
要问呢。
And ask.
要寻找他。
And you must search for it.
啊，你就会明白。
Only then you will understand.
但是我们看看我们自己做了几个部分呢。
And you must ask yourself how many process you will do.
所以常常信了主很久，不认识神。
So often there are many believers that have believed in the Lord for many years and yet they do not understand God.
信了很久，不明白主的旨意。
And they believe, have been a believer for many years and yet they do not know the will of God.
他们没有下功夫认识神。
Because they did not put effort in knowing God.
看何西亚书。
Let us turn to book of Hosea.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
何西亚书六章三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Chapter 6 verse 3. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge Him. As surely as the sun rises, He will appear. He will come to us like a winter rain, like a spring rain that waters the earth.
这节圣经很好，我们务要认识神。
Say, let us acknowledge the Lord.
竭力追求认识他。
And we must press on to know Him.
所以我们要学习箴言这第二章这里所说的追求认识主。
So we must learn from Psalm chapter 2 is to
箴言
a proverb.
然后我们看第六节哦。
Now verse 6.
因为神呢赐给人智慧、知识、聪明，都由他口而出。
For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding.
神的，这是代表神的话语。
This represents the words of God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他给正直的人存留真智慧。
He holds victory in store for the upright.
给行为纯正的人做盾牌。
And He'll give a shield to those who ask, walk in blameless.
这里说神的话好像一个盾牌，而保守我们。
And here says.The word of God is like a shield, and it will protect us.
魔鬼很多利箭。
Devil has a lot of darts.
每天都要打。
Every time he will fire the darts.
神的儿女。
The children of God.
但是呢，我们要有这个盾牌保护自己。
Must have the shield to protect ourselves.
我们要我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
你也必明白仁义、公平、正直一切的善道。
Then you will understand what is right and just and fair.
第十节。
Verse 10.
智慧要入你的心，你的灵要以知识为美。
For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul.
当你自己有某种程度的追求的时候。
And when you reach a certain level to pursue.
神的智慧就会进来。
Then God, wisdom will enter.
神的智慧会进到你心里面。
The wisdom of God will enter into your heart.
你会知道怎么做事情。
Then he'll know what you're doing.
你的灵呢，要以知识为美，就是你的心呢会因为你得到知识的会很快乐。
And in your soul, because of the wisdom, will be very pleasant.
今天什么事情让你快乐？
What things pleases you today?
是不是钱赚的比较多，都会比较快乐
？Is it because of the money you earn, a lot of money that you earn, or how fast you earn?
有升值了。Promotion 就快乐了。
Or is it because of promotion that will please you?
或是住在大房子快乐呢？
Or is it because of living a big house that pleases you?
那些快乐都很短暂。
Those will please you very short.
但是你的灵要以知识为美，就是以知识为快乐。
But your soul must be pleased by knowledge.
了解神的话语。
And when you know the word of God.
读圣经很快乐。
And when you read the Bible, it pleases you.
通常很少自己读圣经会很快乐。
And seldom when you read the Bible that pleases you.
因为我们读的时候不专心。
Because you do not pay attention to what you read.
没有真正的去挖神的话语。
You did not dig into the words of God.
有些弟兄姐妹参加完 NATS 讲习会回来。
And some brothers and sisters after they joined, finished the NATS seminar and came back.
很快乐。
They were very happy.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
一个礼拜、两个礼拜专心地读神的话语。
Because they spent one week, two weeks, into the Bible.
跟以前自己读的感觉完全不一样。
And the feeling they get, from reading it by themselves is different.
觉得跟神很亲近。
And God will be with them so close.
常常祷告。
Because they pray often.
所以神，我们要以神的话语以知识为美
So we must let God. words to please our soul.
那么神的话语有什么力量呢？
Then what power does the word of God has?
啊，会保守我们呢，远离一些罪恶。
And it will protect you and make you further from evil.
第十一节就是说，谋略必为误会你，聪明必保守你。
Verse 11, discretion will protect you and understanding will guide you.
我们常常说啊，求神保守。
We often ask God to protect us.
神怎么样保守？请问？
May I ask you how does God protect you?
我们常常说，哎呀，神派个天使在我旁边，让我不要遇到交通意外，就是保守。
And we always assume that the angel sent by God to protect us while we're driving.
或者是我生病很严重啊，主帮助我死不去，好过来啊，这是神保守。
Or when we were sick to the point of death and we did not die, and we call that as protection from God.
没有错了，这也是神的恩典。
Of course, this is the grace of God.
这神的保守最重要不是这些。
But the protection from God is not these that are most important.
神的保守是要给你智慧。
The protection of God is giving you wisdom.
你要追求智慧。
That you must seek for wisdom.
你得到这个智慧之后。
When you get the wisdom.
第十一节说，他就会误会你，保守你。
Then he will give you discretion and will protect you.
换句话来说，你就是自己保守自己。
And simply put it, you are protecting yourself.
神给你一些话语，你遵照这个来做，你就是保守自己的。
And when God gave you these words and you use it to protect yourself.
看犹大书。
Let us turn to Jude.
犹大书，二十节。
Jude verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20. Jude verse 20. But you, dear friend, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Verse 21. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
这里说保守自己在神的爱中。
He said, keep yourself in God's love.
谁可以保守你？
Who can protect you?
你自己要保守自己。
You must protect yourself.
你不保守自己的话，
If you do not protect yourself,
神也保你不住。
Even God cannot protect you.
神很想保守你。
God would love to protect you.
到这里乱跑。
But you stray away from the path.
所以你要自己要保守自己。
And so you must protect yourself.
保守自己离开什么呢？
Protect you from what?
箴言的二章十二节就说，救你脱离恶人的道。
In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 12 tells us, wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked man.
智慧很简单。
Wisdom is very simple.
不是那么艰难。
It's not that hard.
智慧就是你远离恶人的道。
Wisdom is that you walk away from the wicked.
知道什么是神不喜欢的，你远离他就是智慧。
And you will know what does not please God, and you will walk away from it.
然后呢？
Then what?
这里说脱离那说乖谋划的人。十二章十二节下面一句。
And away from men whose words are perverse.
智慧第二个就是要小心自己的嘴巴。
And the second thing of wisdom is that you must be careful with your mouth.
我们怎么觉得一个人有智慧呢？
How can you tell when a person has wisdom?
这个人讲话很有智慧。
Perhaps it's from what he said.
你怎么知道那个人很没有智慧呢？
And how do you know a person has no wisdom?
你听他讲这种话，这种水准，你知道很没有智慧。
And you hear the word he used, the kind of words that he used, you know he is quite low in.
所以智慧就是看你的嘴巴。
And you can tell wisdom from your lips.
所以我们要脱离说乖谋划的人。
So we must be away from men whose words are persuasive.
很会讲，但讲的都是错的。
And that they are very good at speaking, and all things are wrong.
然后呢，我们看第十五节。
Verse 15.
在他们的道中弯曲，在他们的路上偏僻。
Those paths are crooked, and those who are devious in their ways.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
智慧要救你脱离淫妇，就是那油嘴滑舌的外女。
Verse 16. It will save you from the adulterers. It will save you also from the adulterers, from the wayward wife with their seductive words.
智慧另外一种表现呢。
The another manifestation of wisdom
就是要保守我们远离性方面的罪。
that it will protect you from the adulterous. A seductive word, sorry.
性方面的 sexual sin 啊。
And a seductive word.
所罗门他最有智慧。
And King Solomon has most wisdom.
他会审判。
He knows how to judge.
他会显得真言。
And he wrote a proverb.
但是呢，他在男女方面呢，没有办法保守自己。
But however, he looks up to the matters regarding man and woman.
他缺少了真智慧。
And he lack of true wisdom.
大卫也是一样。
This is similar to King David.
在他在伯斯巴的事上，他犯了奸淫的罪。
And committed adultery with Bathsheba.
还有参孙也是一样。
And Samson is the same.
所以啊，虽然一个人呢可以很有能力，很会做事情。
So a man may have a high ability to do things.
但是呢，性方面的引诱啊，实在太厉害了。
But however, enticement of flesh is very powerful.
如果不小心的话，就算你再有智慧，也是会陷下去。
If you do not be careful with yourself, no matter how careful you are, you will fall into trap.
所以这里说智慧就是你要脱离，你要跑开。
So here tells us the wisdom that we must go away.
你要远离它。
We must be far away from it.
我们不是跟它来纠缠。
And we must not come near to it and to be close to it.
因为你一进去呢。
Because once you enter it,
你就出不来了。
Then you cannot come out.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
这里说十六节，这里说淫妇啊，大滴她很会讲话。
Because the adulteress is very good at talking.
讲话的很好听。
They have many good words.
为什么有些男人家里太太很好？
Why is there some man even though their wife is good?
但是会被外面的女人引诱。
And that yet they've been seduced by women outside.
其中一个原因。
There is one reason, perhaps.
家里的太太虽然很好。
That even though the wife at home is very good.
但是呢，整天都啰啰嗦嗦。
But they could be very nagging in the house.
他觉得很烦。
So this man felt that it's very, very.
哎，外面的女人呢？
Very.
温柔体贴，温柔体贴啊。
Big neck, and so the woman outside, they are so understanding. And
他可能告诉你，我什么都不要，我要你陪我就好。
And that perhaps they tell him that I do not want anything, and all I want is you to be with me.
讲了很多令男人听得很舒服的话。
And they would say words that comfort a man.
家里的女人呢，在忙煮饭啊，忙带孩子啊。
How about the wife at home? Perhaps she's too busy with the children and too busy with the cooking.
有时候啊，哪有空，哪有心情讲这些话。
And of course, as such that they would not have such the mood to say such things.
男人有时候就搞不清楚了。
But so men sometimes being deceived and they do not know what is right.
觉得家里的女人都不爱我。
And so he would feel that the house, the wife would not.
外面那个才理解我。
And only the woman outside understand me.
这个叫做怎么？这个是油嘴滑舌。
And this is why it says here a seductive words.
所以这个是给我们一个，如果是我们男人的话，我们要很小心。
So if we are men, we must be careful.
外面女人讲话很好听，我们特别小心。
Because if a woman outside speak good words, and we must be careful.
有一次，在外面的女人呢，她们看到她们喜欢的男人，就算他有结婚了，都会引诱他。
And sometimes women outside, even though they know that you are married, they still want to seduce you.
引诱啊，是从嘴巴开始。
To entice you, they have to start with words.
同事之间。
And among coworkers.
朋友之间。
Among friends.
哇，你今天那个衬衫很漂亮哇。
And they would press you how you dress yourself.
哇，你这个头发我最喜欢了。
And how your hairstyle look.
明明不是你太太，但是赞美你这些。
Even though they're not your wife, you still praise. They're not your wife. She still praise you such a way.
不正经。
So this is not proper.
这个是我们男人要小心的。
So men have to be careful.
女人呢
？How about women?
我们要小心。
Women have to be careful.
为什么男的有时候很容易被引诱
？Why would sometimes men can seduce a woman?
外面的女人会讲油嘴滑舌，里面的好的嫌弃不会讲。 不会讲好话。
Oh, because the woman does not know how to speak good words.
有时候你会想说，哎呀，结婚那么久了，讲这些话，哎呀，肉麻死。
Sometimes you may feel that it is very it would be
但是呢，爱的话，正面的话呢，要多讲。
But if it's words that are out of your heart with love, you must say some more of these.
第二点，为什么外女会特别诱惑人？
And second point, why would woman outside good at seducing man?
因为呢，外女啊，通常比较年轻啊。
Because the woman outside are mostly younger.
男人最容易出轨的就是四五十岁的时候。
A man can go haywire at the age of 40 to 50.
60也可以。
Or 60.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为男人呢，老化的比较慢。
Because men get old,
看不太出来。
Much,
甚至男人的老化，有人说，哎呀，男人少了一些头发，头发白了一点，反而更有魅力啊。
And men does not age that easy, and they still look young even though they are old.
挺个大肚子，好像大老板，很有魅力。
Even though they have tummy, they still look good as if they are a big manager.
但是呢，女人的老化比较快。
But when women age, it may not be that pleasant.
同样的，夫妻都是五十岁，男的还可以潇洒啊，但是太太可能已经很老。
It's the same husband and wife when they age 50 with the same age woman may look a bit older than the man.
所以这个时候啊，如果有一个年轻的貌美的在你身边出现，
so at that moment a younger woman and more prettier appear before you.
太太又常常不在身边，
and especially the wife is often not with you,
一定出问题，
then problems will come.
所以第十七节提醒我们。
So verse 17 reminds us.
这个外女啊，她离弃了幼年的配偶。
That fool has left the partner of her youth.
那么我们今天也是一样，要小心注意啊。
And this applies to us today. We must be careful.
如果我们是弟兄的话。
And especially we who are men.
想想为什么我们的太太会老得那么快。
And think for a minute. Why did your wife age so? Quickly.
就是为了我们生孩子，为了我们照顾家里，很辛苦。
It is because of the hardship that they have put into managing the house and looking after the children.
所以不能呢，绝对不能忘记了神的名约。
And therefore, we must not ignore the covenant he made before God.
不要只看了外表。
Do not just look for the exterior.
这里讲得很特别哦，但是婚姻呢，是神的名约。
And here, especially tell us the marriage is the covenant of God.
我们常常觉得说，婚姻不是我们自己的名约而已吗？为什么神的名约？
And when we get married, we will say it's the covenant between you and me. Why would it be before God?
婚姻不是一张纸而已吗？
Marriage isn't being signed on a piece of paper.
不是的。
No, it's not.
这是世界人的看法。
This is the view of the world.
婚姻不是你们两个人的事。
The marriage is not just the business of you and her.
除了你们两个人之外，
and beside you and her,
还有神在里面。
And God is there.
所以任何一方面，或是两方面一起毁坏这个婚姻的盟约。
So either party that ruin the covenant of God,
不守婚姻的这个诺言。
And do not keep the promise of the vow of the marriage.
要毁掉了。
And it is destroying the covenant.
除了你们两方面之外，其实你是伤害了、毁坏了神的名誉。
And if you are not, if you are on the guilty side, the other party is really damaging the name of God.
所以圣经讲得很清楚的。
And the Bible clearly tells us.
神在婚姻的里面。
That marriage before God.
我们看这个马拉基书第二章。
Let us turn to Malachi.
16节。
Verse 2, chapter verse 16.
16节。
Verse 16.
二章十六节。
Malachi verse 2, chapter 2, verse 16.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
太的前面，找到马太福音书就可以了，马太的前面。
This is the text.
过头了。马太福音书的前面。
Chapter 2, verse 16. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel. And I hate a man covering himself with violence as well as with his government, says the Lord Almighty. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith.
神不喜欢也很讨厌休妻的事。
And God hates divorce.
为什么讨厌休妻的事呢
？Why is this so？
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage is established by God。
啊，当时的以色列百姓啊，常常啊，对太太很不好。
And those days the Israelites treat their wife badly。
啊，所以呢，甚至随随便便的用一些很普通的理由，就要把她休掉。
And they would divorce their wife with casual reasons。
那神说，你们不可以这样。
So God says you cannot do that.
不可以因为那些那么不重要的事情就谈离婚。
And you cannot use those unnecessary reasons for divorce.
不可以行诡诈，带离幼年所娶的妻。
And so you cannot deceive and depart from the youth, the wife of your youth.
所以不要忘了神的名誉。
So ruin the name of God.
婚礼的时候，我们答应过对方的名誉。那个承诺我们要讲的，我们要想一想，我们到底结婚那天讲了什么话。
So we must remember the vow that we have said before the marriage.
可能啊，你们会说，哎呀，结婚那天太紧张了，讲了什么也不记得，我也自己也不太记得了，只记得说我愿意，其他都不记得。
And perhaps you said, oh, I'm so nervous at that day, and I couldn't remember anything that I've said.
没关系，不记得看录影带，看录影带，现在都有录影了，对不对？啊，看录影带， yeah, 看看你那天。说过什么
and do not fear because we have videotape this day so you can always look at the DVD and see what you have said that day
是你愿意的没人逼你的
you have voluntary agreed and nobody forced you
不是我同意我同意就好像别人逼你的同不同意、啊、同意不是同意是我愿意的
and you are willing and it's not that you have been forced
也不是说、啊、别人逼你的拿枪直接的去的自己愿意的
Nobody has put a gun on your head and to force you to do that.
在神面前，在神面前讲，所以是神的名誉。
And so you said all this before God, and therefore it's the covenant made.
但是那个外女呢？那个外女呢？她可能之前有结婚，但是呢，抛弃了她的丈夫，忘记了神的名誉，再出来勾引神的选民呢
？So how about the woman, adulterous woman, and she has forgotten, she has abandoned her husband, and therefore she came and to entice the man and to ruin the covenant of God.
第十八节，她的家陷入死地啊。
Was 18 for her house lead down to death.
十九节啊，凡到她家里去的，不得转回啊。
19, none who go to her return and to attend the path of life.
也得不着生命的路。
Or attend the path of life.
这句话告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us?
奸淫的罪啊。最好不要，这是千万不能犯了。
We must not, we must remember not to commit any adultery.
犯了，很少很少可以回头。
Once you have committed, you can never return.
其他罪犯了，不小心，哎呀，还可以悔改，还可以回来。
Other sin that you committed, you can turn back and.
淫乱的罪啊！这里说，你进去他的家里，你出不来了，出不来。
For adultery, once you enter the house, you can never come out of it.
你看，事实上就是这样。
It is like this in this world.
真的出不来。
Truly, once you enter, you cannot live.
整个人被吸进去了。
You will into it wholeheartedly.
忘记自己在说什么。
And you will forget who you are.
完全变了一个人。
And you will totally change to a new person.
太恐怖了。
This is very fearsome.
像个黑洞一样，光进去黑洞都出不来。
It's like a dark hole when even the light cannot shine into it.
所以我们要非常小心。
So we must be careful.
二十节。
Verse 20.
你有智慧的吗？ 必行在善人的道上。
If you have wisdom and you will walk in the ways of good men.
但是恶人呢？二十二节。
How about wicked? Verse 22.
现在可能很兴旺，但是有一天呢，都被剪除了。
They may be very prosperous now, but however, they could be cut off later on.
所以这一章啊，我们的题目啊，这个就是明哲保身啊。我们要 protect ourselves, keep ourselves.
So here, we must remember to protect ourselves.
从什么时候开始呢？
Starting from when?
其实啊，从你了解神的话开始。
Actually, starting the day you understand the word of God.
你认识神，我们都不敢乱来。
When you know God, then you will not do anything against God.
我们自己保守自己，神也会保守我们。
And you start from protecting yourself, then God will protect you.
自己不保守自己
，If you do not protect yourself,
神也保守不了。
Even God cannot protect you.
因为自己要走乱跑。
And because you have walked away from the
一起唱诗263首。
Let's sing him 263.